just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stick an idle by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this Monday, August 3rd, 2026 edition. August is upon us. Tomorrow is primary election day. If you haven't voted yet, Vicki and I voted yesterday. Got there about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We were the first two people to vote in person in Torch Lake Township on Sunday. So far, the 9 days of early voting, we were voters 67 and 68. Yesterday was the final 9th day of early voting in person. They only had roughly about 3.5 hours to go when we left. 68 people. Multiply that times the 15 townships, two villages, and a city. For Antrim County, absolutely a complete waste of money, in our opinion. Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop discussed it with the Torch Lake Township election workers, as well as the township clerk who was there. Complete waste of time, complete waste of money. She is going to get permission from the Bureau of Election to hold the election 9 days early voting for November 3rd at the county building. They have what's called ballot on demand. You can have every township serve a half a day because of the number of municipalities in the county. Each township, village, one city can send their staff there to the county building 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Vicki will go in there, open up the building for them, print the ballots on demand. She asked the poll workers there how many ballots do they have left over prepared to give to people to walk in early to vote. She said thousands. Thousands of ballots that need to be accounted for that were not voted on for 9 days of early voting now will be maybe used in election day tomorrow. If not, they're going to be thrown away. Complete waste of money and resources. Complete waste of labor and time for the townships, all 15 townships, two villages, one city in the county, to pay people to sit there 9 to 5, Monday through Friday for 9 days to get basically 66 people. It can be consolidated into one location. Each township, village, city can take a half a day shift, and all 9 days of early voting, which is in our constitution, will be handled, and there will be no wasted ballots. You walk into the county building, tell them where you're from, fill out a application for a ballot. You mark your township, your ward, whatever. They print up your ballot. They hand it to you. You mark it. You feed it into the tabulator. We're done. This is just insanity, the amount of waste. Absolutely insanity, the amount of waste that was spent the past 9 days. Well, that's over. You can't vote early today. Polls are closed. Preparing for tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock until 8 p.m. tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
After avoiding debates for months, John James just made it clear why. When questioned by Perry Johnson about his support for the reviled Killswitch mandate and being funded by data center developers, John James strangely replied,
"I know when you were born, black people could still be bought and sold in this country, but no one owns me."
Huh? John James went right to the Democrat strategy of playing the race card. John James is no conservative. He's a lying liberal. John James as governor? Terrifying thought. Perry Johnson is our conservative choice. Non-politician, real Republican, really smart. Helps save the American automobile industry and can apply the same skills to get Michigan back on track. Perry Johnson for Michigan.
I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for governor.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, here on this Monday, the day before Election Day, primary party Election Day, tomorrow, Tuesday, August 4th. Interesting polls coming out. And you heard it in the top of the hour news that on the Democrat side, U.S. Senate Democrat race, the Muslim Abdul El-Sayed is leading in the polls against the establishment pick, U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens. Now, it's very interesting because this goes against every establishment endorsement in this race. Backing the bus all the way up, former Democrat Governor Jennifer Granholm, current Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer, former U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, current U.S. Senator retiring Gary Peters. They all have come out and endorsed Haley Stevens. Reminds me a little bit about what's going on in the governor's race on the Republican primary. All the establishment people, including President Donald Trump, as well as the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, many of the current elected state representatives, Republicans, have all come out and endorsed John James. But there's a problem. There is a problem. The grassroots doesn't appear to be supporting that pick. The grassroots are supporting Perry Johnson. 2022, second place, only because of Donald Trump's last-minute endorsement of Tudor Dixon, Kevin Rinke has come out and endorsed, embraced, has been out on his bus tour with him, Perry Johnson. That same election cycle, Ryan Kelly has come out and endorsed Perry Johnson. Ralph Rebant, who was on the ballot in 22 and attempted to get on the ballot again this year, only to be kept off by Jocelyn Benson and her Bureau of Elections director, Jonathan Brader, was he found to not have sufficient signatures to be on the ballot. He has come out and endorsed Perry Johnson. Ask My Tax founder, gubernatorial candidate herself, Carla Wagner, has come out and endorsed Perry Johnson. Me and other patriots from around the state, State Representative Steve Cara, State Representative Jim DeSanta, State Representative Fox, others have come out and endorsed and are voting for, supporting Perry Johnson. Now, it's kind of interesting because I was emailed an article, a piece written by Chris Long. He is the Michigan Republican Party's grassroots chair. He very much, very interested that he wanted to come out with this statement, put up this article. The definition of insanity. If you haven't seen it yet, I posted it on my Twitter X account. You can go to X, follow me on X there as Trucker Randy. Here is the story he produced and put out on his Substack account. The definition of insanity is on the ballot. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again while expecting a different result. Michigan Republicans have lost the governor's race in two consecutive elections. We were wiped out statewide in 2022. In that election, not only did Governor Whitmer win re-election, but we lost the majority of the House, and Republicans lost control of the state Senate for the first time in 40 years. And now, the Lansing political class wants Republicans to believe that the answer to all that losing is to nominate a candidate who's already lost statewide twice. John James lost his U.S. Senate race in 2018 and 2020. Those are not opinions. Those are facts. They are election results. Then, after finally being elected to Congress, he missed 44 roll call votes since January of 2025 alone. Those missed votes were more than any other member of Michigan's congressional delegation. Every other Republican voted more than John James. Think about that. For ordinary working people, repeatedly failing to show up for work does not earn you a promotion. It gets you fired. But apparently, inside the Lansing Political Club, you can lose two statewide elections, miss dozens of congressional votes, and then be presented to the voters as the obvious choice for an even bigger job. Why? Chris Long asks. Why? Well, number one, John James looks the part. He speaks in polished consultant language. He photographs well because he speaks in meaningless platitudes. Because actually, he looks like he's straight out of central casting. But Michigan does not need someone who looks like a governor. Michigan needs someone who can actually govern and fix the great state of Michigan. And then comes the endorsements from elected officials. Michigan elected officials especially. One politician after another has stepped forward to assure us that John James is the answer. Well, honestly, that makes perfectly good sense. Why? Because it's the same political class that has accomplished almost nothing of lasting significance. They are endorsing the candidate least likely to disrupt the system that protects them. The people who have mastered the art of doing nothing naturally gravitate toward a candidate who threatens not to change anything, to allow the status quo to continue. What are these politicians actually doing in endorsing John James? Well, they're not endorsing reform. They're endorsing familiarity. They are not protecting Michigan. They are endorsing John James to protect their relationships, to protect their political consultants, to protect their donors, to protect their access, and to protect their comfortable positions inside, quote-unquote, the club. They are endorsing continuity for themselves and for the supposed next governor of the state of Michigan. And before someone reaches for the most predictable defense, yes, John James is a military veteran. His service was honorable and it deserves respect. But military service is not a lifetime exemption from scrutiny. It does not by itself automatically qualify someone to manage state government, to lead the legislature, to balance competing interests, or even for that matter, win for the first time a statewide general election after losing two previous statewide elections. Respecting someone's military service does not require ignoring his political record. It does not require us to ignore his losing two statewide elections. does not require us to ignore that he is missing votes in Congress while supposedly representing the people of Michigan. And it certainly does not require handing him a promotion. Although, now that we think about it, maybe it's his ability to follow orders, which is exactly why the Lansing political class considers him so qualified. He'll take orders from the club. He'll take orders from his political handlers. He'll take orders from his consultants. He'll even take orders from the donors who have donated to his campaign. He'll never challenge the chain of command. He'll never threaten the people above us. And he will definitely never disrupt the system. John James, being a veteran, will just salute. He'll fall in line. He'll repeat the approved talking points handed to him by the political consultants. And he'll protect the people who helped place him there. So yes, from their perspective, John James may be perfectly trained for the position that they want him to occupy. Not leading Michigan, following orders from the people who already control it. Chris Long goes on to say, no matter what happens tomorrow, Tuesday, August 4th, I will support the Republican nominee in November. But supporting the nominee does not require intellectual dishonesty. Unity does not mean pretending the warning signs do not exist. Party loyalty does not require surrendering your judgment, your principles, and your values. And supporting the eventual nominee does not require lying to Republican voters before the primary, which is tomorrow. Chris Long says, in my opinion, if John James wins the nomination, I believe Republicans are placing themselves at serious risk of losing the governor's race again. They also may lose all the down ballot races as well. If Republican voters choose John James, that is their right. But they should understand exactly what they are choosing. They are not choosing an untested newcomer whose potential is unknown. They are choosing a candidate whose statewide electoral record has already been tested twice. And the results? John James lost both times. He goes on to talk about the other races. He talks about the money involved in November. He makes some very good, valid points. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Chris Long, insanity is on the ballot. Upon the hour news break, hour number one, we'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering